So, my old platform is now Spotify for podcasters. Boy, let nature get some. I'm sitting outside at my table in my backyard. It's sacrosanct to me. And for the mission at hand. But come on, nature, do your thing. That's where I find my zen. Alright. You know what? I don't think I need music just to talk. Yeah, I need to map out what I want to do next. And fuck. They didn't have my cigarettes, so guess what I'm smoking? Newport 100s. I'm such a nigga. But they did make my voice, kind of all full circle, isn't it? Alright, so Omar, what did you learn this past week? What'd you learn? I learned that me now is a result of my childhood and my young adulthood, and I should let that go. Alright, good job. What else? You have a fear of being great. Why? Because coming up, people only loved me because I was great at something. I was great at sports or in school or in fucking, like, it was always an accomplishment met an affirmation. And yeah, I just grew to, like, feel like, fuck all that. So how are you going to progress knowing that about yourself? That's a good question. I don't know. Like, I think I know more about, like, what the absence of meat means in people's lives than the presence of meat meant in their lives, if that makes sense. Like, people always love when I was around, but, like, when I'm not around, people, like, if they do think about me, they'd be like, oh, yeah, he was a good nigga. You know? It's one of those things about life that's so fucking... Because, like, I still deal with that. Like, women that I have not talked to in years, I'd be like, yo, I appreciate them more, if that makes sense. Like, they appreciate interest. It's fucking weird. Do you get mad when you interview yourself? Well, no. Like, I think thought is, like, one of those things that people should do. And talking to yourself, while some people might say it's contrived, I actually think it's really beneficial because who knows you better than you? Who knows better than you the questions to ask yourself? And for really being, like, transparent, like, sometimes I don't think we address ourselves enough in the way that we should. Will you ever make another song? I don't know. I've been thinking about it. I'm leaning towards no. You know what I'm saying? Well, at least on a commercial level, but I like being creative. That's the thing that, like, when I stopped rapping, that killed my creative side. And I bugged out after that. Like, I did. If I really think about my life, when I stopped rapping, I did all this other shit to make up for it. So, I don't know. We'll see. Why are you selfish? Because I got my self-worth from how other people looked at my accomplishments. And as a result, like, think about it. If you tell a kid, if you're good at this shit, I'll reward you, and they're good at everything, like, you're just building them up to always feel to be rewarded, which will entail make them selfish, will it not? Well, not all kids, but I would say 8 out of 10, easily. American kids? 9 out of 10, you fucking kidding me? Not an excuse, but, like, yeah, like, I was... I wanted life too quick. I should have, like, paced myself, but you never can pace yourself when you're living. Until you get older, then you understand the importance of pace. Fees, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
When did I first need you? Macon, Georgia, Mercer University. Why did I need you then? There was this gal that you love to death, but you didn't have the courage to talk about or to, even though you spend like damn near every day with her, and you created me to be the voice for you. Yeah, that's true. So, what do you love most about Omar? Omar, you have a good heart. At your core, you're a good person. You actually mean well to the world. Like, you do. But you just don't have that get-to-itness, that with-itness that a man needs if he wants to get what he wants. That's why you created me, because I get shit done. You just think about doing it. I never thought about it like that. Okay. Would you agree that you're my ego? Yes, I'm your ego. So what's my super ego, Neapolitan? What's he like? He balances us out. He doesn't let you be too much you. He doesn't let me be too much me. He just literally susses it out and sprinkles it all accordingly. How can we live together? I don't know that. I don't know that. I don't know if we can. But at some point, one of us always takes over the other, depending on the circumstance and the scenario. That's why I asked. We're one with nature right now, and I'm smoking a fucking Newport. So, Hafiz, do you think Omar could exist without you? Take your time and be honest. I do. Like, Omar, I would say this about you. The thing about you you don't realize is your greatest strength is yourself, but you fucking express that in a way that doesn't always manifest itself in the right way. You don't need anybody, but you need people. You don't need to talk to people, but you need to talk to people. You never learn how to harness the true essence of yourself, and that's, again, why I'm here. Fair enough. Final question. Are you willing to work with me for my life? Only if you think life is worth living. And I say that for a lot of reasons. I watch you go through the paces for fucking years. Damn near decades. And while I try to help you out while I can, like, bruh, like, your levels of self-doubt and unawareness and sometimes this lack of self-worth is fucking astonishingly high. And I step in. Sometimes I do too much. Yeah, I do. But, bruh, I only do it for you. Nigga, you are a great fucking nigga. Just know that. Live that. Be that. But when you can, yes, I will fill in the gaps. Because, bro, the one thing I've learned about this life through you, you can be as smart as you want to be, as talented as you want to be, as insightful, as full of love as you want to be. But life will fill your holes with its own essence. If you get too many of them holes, with too much of those holes plugged with what life will give you, you become life. And you became life. Like, I ain't gonna lie. What was it? 22 to 26, nigga, you was just what life was. And you needed a fucking guidance system. That's what I became. I guided you. And guess what I used you for? Music. That was your outlet. Nigga, I made all that music, not you. All that from y'all losing right now, volume one. The balance was you. I will give you that. Everything else after that? No. But you know the one thing I do appreciate? We never wrote a lyric down. Yeah, we never did. City to city, state to state, we never wrote a lyric down. Not my point. The key to getting back to being you is being able to humble yourself and let yourself go. And those are two things that you are incapable of doing in your current state. Trust me, I've seen it. From city to city and state to state. All you have to do, Fizo, Omar, is humble yourself and let yourself go. I don't want to give up control. You think you have control now? I control myself with that. That's my point. Think about it. You go through a cycle. You drink, then you don't drink. You drink, and you don't drink. Nigga, why put yourself on that fucking bullshit-ass cycle when you know what it means? Come on now. You know what it means. You know what it means. Because you do the same shit again and again and again and again and again. And that's why people in my room are going to be like, oh, you on this good fees shit? You on this sober fees shit? Because they know it's part of the goddamn cycle. Your mom says you should give up drinking. I don't believe that. I don't. And I love my mother. I'm a mama's boy. I love her to death. I don't agree with her. What if she's right? What if you need to get to the point where you don't need nothing to influence you? You just need to be influenced by yourself. Thank God. Because God made you in his image. And he made a hell of a nigga. What are you so afraid of? I'm afraid of being great. That greatness in me. And the last time I was great, people try to use my greatness for their own benefit. I don't want to recreate that. We're getting somewhere. Why? All right, let's think about it. That was college. Yeah. You were great. You were great at rapping. Yeah, you were. Keep going. I need you to get to the bottom of this shit, nigga. For your life. Excuse me, for our life. You started drinking, why? Because I thought that made me more relatable to people. Keep going. It made me talk more because my sober self doesn't really care to talk to people. Keep going. Why did you decide to be dependent on this goddamn diesel? For you to feel like that's what makes your car go. I'm afraid to really talk to people. I'm good at it. Yeah, I can literally have a conversation with anybody. But like dialogue requires a two-way communication. That means I have to talk to you, listen, feel you, empathize, sympathize, and then respond. I don't like doing that. Why? Come on, man. Get to the fucking why. If I have to be honest, it's because I feel I'm better than people. There you go. Why do you feel you're better than people? Well, all through grade school, middle school, or junior high school, always been better than people at every fucking thing. Keep going. So they gave me like a narcissistic hue to my personality. Were you better than them? No. They all are great people in their own worth. It just made me judge them based on their level compared to mine. Was it worth it? No. No, it wasn't. Is you getting therapy helping you now? Yes, I'm able to have these conversations with myself and not feel like I'm crazy. I feel like it's therapeutic, like, bruh. And thank you to my therapist. She told me, like, just talk to yourself and record it. So that way, in case I get dementia, you can listen to it again and again. I'm not going to ever listen to this conversation. Why? I'll say this. I was born with, No, don't make it about yourself. All right, I'll say it like this. There's certain people that have gifts that they don't want to use because it makes other people have to deal with their level of gifts or lack thereof. And I've always been like very, very sensitive. I've never liked this shit on somebody, and I never will. You have, Fizo, but I do not do that. And the thing I learned as I got older and I got more gifted with my gifts is like, it can make some people feel lesser, and I never wanted to do that. I've been in relationships where women's like, oh my God, this nigga is on another level than me. And it makes them feel a way, and you can see it in their face, and how they act, and how they carry themselves, and I just don't like that. I don't. So maybe that's why I shut that on the world, because, like, what's the point? The world is give and take, win or loser. And I don't want to live that way. But isn't that really how life is? It is. It is. What do you think people lost from you not being able to be your authentic self? Including your kids. Let's not leave them out of this conversation. They lost a lot. I guess my biggest fear is I don't want no one else to live life like me, because it sucks. I see the best of times, I see the worst of times at the same fucking time. Sucks. Literally, I've been in the club and niggas are having the fucking time of their lives, and I'm thinking about what could go wrong. I hate that shit. You know what I mean? And I don't ever express it. I'm never going to be like, yo, nigga, we should get the fuck out of here because it's going to be a shootout. But then when there's a shootout, part of me be like, yo, I should have said something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's been my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to tell my mom her brother died. You know how rough that is? And the only reason I knew her brother died because I was a nigga doing what I was doing in the neighborhood he was living around. Like, when he died. And Q called me. She called me, yo. All about your uncle. I didn't just have to call my mom. I had to call his sons and tell them that. And I was not that old. I was in my 20s at the time. That was rough. And I guess the thing I pride myself most about is my voice and my mind. But at the end of the day, I'm scared to use it because I'm scared of what people will do with it. But should you be afraid of that? No, I shouldn't. So what will help you conquer your fears? I'm working through it now. Huh. Will you write a book? Yes. Will you make more songs? Yes. And will you quit being a pussy-ass nigga about what God has given you? Yes. All right. Good talk. Get some more nature. Thank you, birds and bees. The atmosphere and ambiance. Sometimes our greatest enemy is ourselves. Don't be afraid to talk to yourself. Fizo and Omar.